Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They drop the puck on the Penguins season tomorrow. Penguins, Rangers, Mike Sullivan on the opposing bench. And we're joined now to get into all of it by Penguins defenseman, future Hall of Famer, two-time Norris Trophy winning Erik Karlsson. Erik, we really appreciate you making the time to join us today, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we good. Are doing fabulous. I understand you had to pick your kid up from school. I think because of the how long it's been, I feel like I can bring this up. I happened to see you, and we chatted for a couple of moments last year at a Paw Patrol live show. Erik, are you a big Paw Patrol guy?
No, I mean, I don't think it's horrible. It's actually pretty decent to watch, but my kids, they used to be really into it. I think they kind of fallen out of it now and moved on, but I did enjoy it.
Have you gone into the Bluey phase yet? Are you guys Bluey fans?
Yeah, we've been in Bluey for a bit. I can't say that it's their number one show, but it is frequently showing up on our TVs at home.
So four Bluey episodes is 28 minutes, which is probably how much you're going to average ice time per game this year. At least that's the way it went under Mike Sullivan. What have you seen? What do you like with Dan Muse now at the helm?
No, I think it's been good. You know, obviously, it's been a long camp. We've had a lot of bodies here, and you know, I feel like the coaching staff has been extremely busy trying to, you know, see and get the feel for everyone that was there. But I think in general, it was a well handled camp. It was a fun camp. It was really hard, but I feel like everybody is ready to go for tomorrow. And you know, I've had nothing but good interactions, and the things that we've done throughout the camp has been, you know, positive, and you know, looking forward to keep building on that throughout the year.
Erik, you're 35 years old now. You know, a lot of younger guys that you're going against night in and night out in the NHL. How's your body feeling, and are you still having fun playing hockey?
Yeah, no, everything is great. Body feels awesome. Had a really good summer. You know, dealt with some minor things by the end of last year, and it's all cleared up. Feel ready to go, and having the younger guys around is always fun. Remember being one of those back a while back, and you know what they bring, and it just makes you feel a little bit younger as well. So, like I said, I think it's been a really good camp in that aspect, that we had a lot of bodies around, and you know, you get to see a lot of different things.
One of those young guys, Harrison Brunick, who scored a beautiful goal the other day, kind of reminiscent of yourself. Is this a guy you take under your wing? Does he pick your brain asking you questions? Is this something Dan Muse has asked to some of you veteran guys to take these guys under your wing? Or is it just something that sort of happens naturally? And what are you seeing out of the youngster?
No, I think that's one of the organic things in our sport. You know, obviously, we've all been in the same positions that a lot of these young guys are. You know, he's one of them. I think, obviously, he's had a really good camp. You know, he's really shown that, you know, he wants to be here, and he's done everything that's been asked of him. And, you know, hopefully he can keep playing at a high enough level where he can stick around and, you know, keep progressing along the way. You know, so looking forward to getting to spend some more time around him and get to know him, you know, on a, on a personal and professional level. And you know, hopefully, from what it looks like, it seems like a guy that, you know, is determined to be a good player in this league.
Erik Karlsson, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. What are some of the differences between Mike Sullivan's system and what Dan Muse is asking of you guys?
I think it's changed quite a bit. You know, obviously, when someone's been at one place for a very long time, it's, it gets a little bit easier every year to understand and kind of know what is expected of you and what, you know, they want to accomplish. Whereas, you know, this year everything is new and it's probably going to take a little bit of time before it becomes automatic again. And, you know, guys are just playing on instincts and you know, kind of know what's going on around you. But I think they've done a good job in explaining to everyone on you know, what they kind of want and how they kind of want us to play moving forward. So I think there's been a lot of healthy discussions, and I think they're going to keep going for a little bit, you know, until, like I said, everything becomes the new normal again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your third season with the Penguins, Erik. Is the city of Pittsburgh and the Penguins organization everything that you expected it to be whenever you first got here? You know, from the outside looking in, obviously you know about Crosby throughout your career and, you know, them winning cups. But whenever you first got here until right now, has this organization and the city been everything you expected it to be?
Yes and no. I think it's a lot more beautiful than from what I remember, you know, staying at a hotel. And only moving, you know, a couple of blocks at a time, you know, being able to explore everything about Pittsburgh around Pittsburgh, I think has been a pleasant surprise. We enjoy living here. You know, our kids enjoy their schools. I think the school systems are fantastic, you know, and as for the organization, I knew it was one of the better ones, but, you know, it's been world class since the day we came here. And you know, even though we haven't performed the way, you know, we were all hoping for, it can make things a lot more difficult. But I think that they've handled everything, you know, on a personal level extremely well. And you know, professionally, I feel like it's finally starting to move forward again.
And it seems, Erik, like the expectations, whether by design, from management, or just the way that you guys are viewed from the outside, are probably lower than we are used to seeing around here. I'm sure that's not something that you guys have internalized in the dressing room. I mean, guys like you, Sid, Gino, Letang, I mean, Rust, Raquel, you're going out there trying to win every night. Do you pay attention to the expectations at all?
Not really. I mean, I think it's can't really say that you don't see or hear about, you know, what other people are talking about or what they're feeling about us. And at the same time, I feel like, you know, it's been a really good camp. Everything is, there's a lot of new things happening around here and you know, a lot of things are kind of changing. And I think it's been an exciting time for everybody. And I think everybody is excited to get started. And I don't think we've talked or thought too much about, you know, where we're going to be at Christmas and where we're going to be, you know, in March and come April. I think we're going to start this off by a day-to-day basis, which is, you know, not always the worst thing to do. So I think that, again, everybody's going to be really excited to get going tomorrow at MSG, you know, playing against a good team. And you know, we'll take it from there.
Erik, who's your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate, that's hard to single out just, you know, one. But, I mean, it's hard to overlook my fellow Swedish companion, Raquel. spent a lot of time together. It's nice and homey to speak some Swedish every once in a while, too. So I think I would have to say him.
I would imagine that you're looking forward to the Olympics. I mean, you played at such a high level in the Four Nations face-off, which was just a great showcase for the game of hockey. What's your anticipation level for that? I know it's a long way away, and you're probably focused on the season, but I'm sure that's something that gets your blood going every time you get a chance.
Yeah, obviously that's a big motivator for a lot of things that we do, and it's been a long time since we had that opportunity. Yep. You know, Four Nations kind of gave you a little bit of a feel again for what it's like to play against the best, and you know, Olympics is obviously one of the best moments and the experiences that I have had in my career. So I'm very excited for that to be coming up. And at the same time, you know, you try and not look too far ahead and you stay in the moment as much as you can. But I think as it starts leading, but hopefully, you know, everything is going as you expect and you're healthy and picked for the team.
Season starts tomorrow. Penguins at MSG taking on the Rangers. And it's going to be weird with Mike Sullivan on the other bench. Eric, I hate the Rangers. Please beat the Rangers. Is it going to be weird for you looking across and seeing Sully?
Yes and no. I think once the puck drops tomorrow, I think that will kind of go out of your head a little bit and you'll just focus at the task at hand. But obviously, you know, when someone, like I said, has been somewhere and has had tremendous success for as long as he did, it's going to feel a little unnatural at first, I think. But I think come tomorrow, we're just going to be focused on, you know, playing the best that we can. And like you said, trying to beat the Rangers.
Yeah, I hate the Rangers. Eric, appreciate your time, man. Continued success. Hopefully you and your teammates stay healthy this season. And we'll talk to you down the road here. Seriously, appreciate it.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right, Eric. Take care now.
Thanks. Bye.
Eric Carlson, Penguins defenseman, two-time Norris Trophy winner, a professional lad.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.